Hey everyone, looks like some of you have been on the Spiritual Seek, taking their Zoroastrianism mini quiz.
Oh yeah, I love that one.
So we figured we'd do a deep dive into those questions and see what we can uncover.
Sounds good. Zoroastrianism, you know, one of the world's oldest religions.
Right. Tons of fascinating stuff to learn.
Definitely. Let's jump right in.
Okay, first question. What is the central concept of dualism in Zoroastrianism? Here are the choices. The balance between life and death.
Okay.
The eternal struggle between good and evil. Or the harmony of nature and humanity.
I think it's that second one, the eternal struggle between good and evil.
Yeah, you're right on the money.
It's not just an idea, though. It's like a cosmic battle, you know?
So who are the players in this cosmic drama?
Well, on one side, you've got Ahura Mazda. He's like the embodiment of everything good.
The good guy.
Exactly. Wise, creative, all that. And then there's Angrimenyu, the opposite, all the bad stuff, chaos, destruction.
So where do we fit into this cosmic battle?
That's where choice comes in. Zoroastrianism is big on moral responsibility. It says we each get to choose which side we're on.
Powerful stuff. Okay, on to question two. What role does fire play in Zoroastrian worship? The choices are, it symbolizes destruction and rebirth.
Hmm.
It represents purity and the presence of Ahura Mazda, or it is used as a tool for divination.
It's definitely about purity. It represents Ahura Mazda's presence.
Right. Fire is a symbol of the divine.
Yeah, like in their fire temples. The flame is always kept burning, like a symbol of that presence.
Makes you think about how we use elements in our own spiritual practices.
Yeah, for sure. Lighting a candle, feeling the sun's warmth.
Exactly. Okay, question three. How does Zoroastrianism view the afterlife? Is it souls are reincarnated based on their deeds?
Okay.
Souls face judgment at the Chinvat Bridge.
I've heard that.
Where all souls merge into a universal consciousness.
It's that bridge one. Souls face judgment at the Chinvat Bridge.
Chinvat Bridge. What happens there?
It's like a metaphorical place where everything you did in life is weighed against what you intended to do.
It really makes you stop and think about your choices, huh?
It does. Every little thing adds up.
Absolutely. Okay, question four dives into time. How does Zoroastrian cosmology describe time? Is time cyclical with endless repetitions?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a linear progression towards an ultimate renovation, which is called Freshokereti?
Freshokereti, okay.
Or does it exist only as an illusion created by human perception?
I think they believe in that linear progression towards Freshokereti.
So time has a direction, a purpose.
Yeah, and it leads to a final renovation where good triumphs over evil.
That's hopeful, knowing that even with all the struggles, there's this promise of a better future.
Definitely. It's that human desire for meaning, knowing our lives are part of something bigger.
Absolutely. Okay, on to question five. What does Srivashi represent in Zoroastrian belief? Here are our options.
Yeah.
The physical body that houses the soul.
Right.
The guardian spirit or higher self guiding an individual.
Yeah.
Or the collective memory of humanity.
I think Srivashi is like that guardian spirit, that higher self inside each of us.
Like having a built-in compass guiding us, even when we're lost.
Exactly. It's that spark of wisdom within, always pushing us towards good.
Makes you think about what it means to be a self, you know?
Yeah.
Not just physical, but spiritual, too.
Right. We're connected to something greater.
Last question for today gets right to the heart of how we live. What is the significance of good thoughts, good words, good deeds in Zoroastrian ethics? The choices. Are they mantras for meditation?
Oh.
Do they form the core ethical framework guiding behavior? Or do they describe stages of spiritual enlightenment?
They're all about that ethical framework guiding how we should behave.
Aligning our thoughts, words, and actions with a higher purpose, with goodness and righteousness.
Precisely. It's a simple but profound recipe for a meaningful life.
Imagine the impact if we all took that to heart.
It all starts with our thoughts. Good thoughts lead to good words and actions. It's powerful stuff, you know? We can create a better world, starting from within.
Such a great reminder. And that's a wrap for part one of our Zoroastrianism deep dive.
It really sticks with you, doesn't it? That good thoughts, good words, good deeds.
It really does. Like a blueprint for living.
Totally.
Well, let's move on to question seven. This one asks, what is the name of the supreme god in Zoroastrianism? Choices are Mithra, Ahura Mazda, or Angrimenyu.
Ah, that's Ahura Mazda, right.
You got it. The one we were talking about before.
The good guy in the cosmic battle.
Exactly. Okay, question eight. What is the Avesta? Is it a collection of sacred hymns, a book of prophetic visions, or a philosophical treatise on ethics.
Ooh, the Avesta. That's their collection of sacred texts, hymns, and all that.
So like their holy book?
Yeah, you could say that. Prayers, rituals, teachings, all passed down through generations.
Really interesting. Okay, question 9 is a little tricky. Which of these is not a key element in Zoroastrian cosmology? Fire, water, or earth?
Let me think. They revere fire and water, right? So it must be earth.
Again, they're all about purification.
Yeah, those elements represent that cleansing power.
All right, on to question 10, more about symbols. What is the Faravahar, a symbol commonly associated with Zoroastrianism? A representation of the human soul, a symbol of royal authority, or a depiction of a guardian spirit?
Isn't that the winged figure? I think it's their guardian spirit, but I know it represents other things too.
It's interesting how much meaning can be packed into one symbol.
For sure. It also represents the human soul's journey, connects to that idea of Fravashi we were talking about.
Right, right. Okay, question 11. How has Zoroastrianism influenced other major religions? Through its emphasis on monotheism, by introducing the concept of reincarnation, or through its focus on ritualistic practices?
I think the big one is monotheism, the belief in one God. That idea really spread from there.
Wow, it's amazing to think about that impact. Such an old religion and its ideas still shaping things today.
It's true. It's amazing how influential those beliefs have been.
Okay, last question of the quiz. What is the modern day status of Zoroastrianism? Is it thriving, dying, or completely absorbed into other faiths?
It's still around, but sadly not a huge following anymore, mostly in Iran and India.
But even with all the challenges they faced, it's still here, still a source of faith for people.
Exactly. Shows you the power of those beliefs, how they endure.
Well, there you have it. The Spiritual Sikh's Zoroastrianism quiz.
That was fun.
It was. What stood out to you the most?
Tough to say. What about you?
Yeah, so much to think about from just 12 questions.
Right. It's amazing how much they fit in.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what really stood out to you? Any big takeaways?
I think for me, it's how much emphasis they put on personal responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
It's like we have this power to choose between good and evil.
And it matters. Our choices matter.
Exactly. Like every little thing we do contributes to the balance of the universe, you know? It's powerful.
It is. It's both empowering and kind of humbling at the same time.
For sure. Because it means even our smallest choices can make a difference.
Absolutely. And it's not just about us as individuals, right? We talked about how Zoroastrianism influenced all these other religions.
Right. Those ideas really spread, shaping how people view the divine, even today.
Amazing, huh? The power of these ancient beliefs.
It really is. And it shows they still resonate, even though not as many people practice Zoroastrianism now.
Yeah, we've covered so much. Dualism, the importance of fire and water, the Chinvet Bridge, Fra Shukareti.
And of course, good thoughts, good words, good deeds.
Right. These are concepts that anyone can take something from, whatever their background is.
I think that's what's so great about exploring different spiritual paths.
Totally agree. Opens your mind up to new ways of thinking.
Yeah, helps you connect with those big questions we all have.
As we finish up, it makes me wonder, how can we bring these Zoroastrian principles into our own lives?
Ooh, good question. What if we all tried to have more good thoughts, spoke with more kindness, acted according to our values?
It's a challenge, but a good one.
For sure. It makes you think, what kind of world could we create if we all tried to live that way?
Lots to ponder. And that's it for this deep dive into Zoroastrianism. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.